Study participants were asked about the happiness of their marriage, whether they ever thought about divorce, whether they confided in one another, and whether they thought things were going well. Scores were tallied, and researchers began to look at what the top 40% had in common. Project Director Brad Wilcox says those who invited at least 150 guests to their wedding were more likely to have a good marriage.
It may just be the kinds of people who have a big network to begin with, of friends and family, are more likely to flourish. But a second idea is that if you're standing up in front of a big group of friends and family, you may be more likely to invest in and take your marriage seriously.
Couples were also more likely to be in the good marriage category if they had limited premarital relationships.
Couples who have just one partner, one another, are more likely to succeed than those who have many different romantic or sexual partners. And this kind of runs against the sort of idea that the more experience you have, the better you do in life.
It might also be, he says, that people compare their current spouse with past partners.
You know, you might compare your husband in terms of his humor to a boyfriend A, who was very humorous. You might compare his cleanliness to boyfriend C, who was very clean. You might compare his work ethic to boyfriend D, who was a real hard worker.
Another thing that seemed to put marriage on a rockier road was having children before tying the knot.
About 41% of kids are born outside of marriage today in America, and almost a majority of first kids are born outside of marriage. So this is a very common scenario.
Finally, Wilcox says couples were more likely to have unsuccessful marriages if they'd moved through different stages of the relationship, like moving in together, getting engaged, or having kids, without much thought or discussion. The researchers called that sliding rather than deciding. I'm Sandy Houseman.